Radovan Karadzic fanned the flames of ethnic violence from the very beginning of the war in Bosnia. In 1992, Bosnia declared its independence from Serb-led Yugoslavia. Karadzic warned the Bosnian parliament of dire consequences. Don't think you won't take Bosnia to hell and Muslim people perhaps to extinction, he said. And he asked, how will you prevent everyone from killing each other in Bosnia? When fighting began later in 1992, Karadzic claimed that it was Bosnian Serbs who were coming under the most brutal attacks. Later, when asked about evidence that Bosnian Muslims were being held at Serbian-run concentration camps, he denied the camps even existed.
This matter is a propaganda, and we invite all of international organizations to visit all of places that are said to be to have concentration campuses for civilians.
Karadzic would deny other atrocities committed by the Serbs as well. Before the full scale of the 1995 Srebrenica massacre was known, Karadzic claimed that the town's civilians were safe and secure.
Muslim civilians are free to stay or to leave. Simply, our army is very, very responsible.
Prosecutors now say that the Bosnian Serb army was responsible for murdering 8,000 Muslim civilians. After the war, Radovan Karadzic didn't hesitate to take full responsibility for his actions as the leader of Bosnia Serbs.
I am a legal and legitimate representative of my people. I fought for my people politically, and during the war I led my people politically, and I did not issue any single wrong order or decision.
That's former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic defending his conduct in 1995.